Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting today, Buck will be with us here after the first break. Charles Arbuckle checks in from over in the Charlotte area. That's every Tuesday. Gator Dave, top of hour number two. He will be with us. And a little later, in that third hour, Griff will check in. That's Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. That's the guesting. On Tuesday, yes, there is some guesting. Monday and some other days, perhaps not. But on Tuesdays, yes, we do have some guesting. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to dial in today. 615-844-5600. Twitter at Bill is King. And email the show anytime you feel like it. BillisKing7@gmail.com. Hope your Tuesday is starting off well. Quick note. Got an email from, and let me pull it up. I've got it right here. Won't take long. Won't require a lot of dead air. Joe, over in College Station, TX, in Texas, at A&M, works at A&M. We were talking, I guess it was some on Monday, and we've talked in the past. And we always study schools, right? We're always studying schools that are doing well, why they're doing well, and certainly the ones that aren't doing so well. And one of them that's not doing so well is Tennessee, as you know. Anyways, their baseball program is doing well. And they've got a coach by the name of Tony Vitello, who is a Missouri guy. He was most recently as an assistant at Arkansas. He's been at Tennessee. I think this is year number four as the head coach. It was a really good hire by Tennessee. Not that Tennessee's done a lot of that. Certainly not in football. But in baseball, this guy has taken a program that was just floundering in mediocrity and has them competing for big things. We'll see how far they can go this year. Last year might have been his best team, and of course that got cut short, as did everybody's season get cut short because of the panic over COVID-19, which turned out to be a big mistake, the panic over COVID-19. But lest we digress, there was some talk yesterday on Monday about they better keep him. They better be able to keep him. And I wonder who all's coming after him. First of all, I don't know what his salary is up at Rocky Top. I don't know. Somebody might have that information. Whatever it is, it better be more. That would be my commentary. That'd be my strict commentary. Joe at A&M. He's actually a Tennessee fan, but he works at A&M. In College Station said, Bill, Aggie, that would be A&M, baseball fans are casting longing eyes at Tony Vitello. and they think he would want to come to College Station, which, again, I don't know. Maybe he would. I hope those in charge in Knoxville realize what they have, especially if they do good against Vanderbilt coming up this weekend. Baseball is the brightest spot Tennessee has this year, and they need to keep Vitello around despite what the Cosby Cattleman thinks. Thanks, signed Joe. And actually, his name is David, but he goes by Joe D. Mitchell. Anyways, but he calls himself David. Good guy. Yeah, stays in touch with us, communicates with us over there. And so I didn't realize that. Now, I don't know if that's what A&M's decision makers are thinking, but if that were to happen, we study, again, folks, us collectively, me and you, what is working at schools and what is not working at schools. And predominantly it's football. Yet we talk about football almost all the time, right? It's very rarely the other stuff. But in this case, on Rocky Top, football has not gone well consistently for literally two decades. Not just a couple of years, two decades. My oldest is 22 of the seven kids, and he's got no recollection of Tennessee football doing anything. And he went to Tennessee. He graduated there. I don't remember. People think I graduated there. People always, hey, Bill, your alma mater, this. I went there my first two years, and then I came back to the 615, and I graduated here. Graduated at Lipscomb. My degree is from Lipscomb. I got back and I said, let's just, the fastest route to getting out of this damn overrated degree, let's just get it and get out. Get it and get out. And my second oldest, Cameron, is finishing up this spring at Tennessee. So I'll have, at bare minimum, two graduates from there. Rocky Top, Tennessee. And so we study what works, what doesn't work, and now, basketball, regular season Rick catches a lot of flack because of postseason inadequacies, but, I mean, he's done a pretty good job. Let's face it. Maybe not as far along as what you would hope he would get, but he's done a pretty good job. But, again, basketball doesn't count as much as football. And then baseball doesn't count as much as the other two, but Tennessee is really good at that right now. They have become, I should say, really good at that. And, again, I don't know what A&M's thinking. You got to remember, A&M has crazy money. Now, Tennessee's got boosters that can match money with whoever. But does Tennessee always make the right decisions? The answer is, most of the time, they don't make the right decisions. I would know. Yeah, I would know about that better than most anybody else. But they better not let this one, if indeed A&M comes a calling, better be ready to start stroking some checks. That'd be my early message today. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. You take a sip of orange juice this morning, y'all. And I'm going to say it came off his property. Yeah, that OJ came off his property, says Bill. Baseball coach at Tennessee is the best coach Tennessee has had in 20 years. Why would you let him go? Well, I this is just an email I got from David over there in College Station. And obviously they wouldn't let him go on their own. But what if A&M comes in with crazy money, which you got to remember, A&M is not afraid to stroke big checks to get what they want. And A&M doesn't care if you know in advance what they're going to do. Got to remember, the Jimbo, when Jimbo was at Florida State, most schools try and close down all information when they're searching for a coach, right? They don't want anything out. They shut it down. And that's not necessarily a bad policy. I'm not being critical. But most of the time, the goal is shut it down, close it off, don't let anybody know anything. And conduct your search in a clandestine way. When it's time to make the announcement, we'll make the announcement. Until then, all the rumors are just garbage. Now, most of the rumors might not be garbage, but that's what they said. They don't want anybody to know. Got to remember, Danny White, at his press conference to announce the head football coach at Tennessee, went into a little bit of an immature diatribe because of leakage. Remember that? I mean, why the hell would you even get into that? But most of the time, you cut everything off. You do it in a secretive, best-you-can-do way. A&M didn't give a rip. Now, they might not have announced we're going after Jimbo, but everybody knew what they were doing. They didn't care what everybody knew, and they wrote a big check, and here he comes. Same with Buzz Williams in basketball. We're going after this guy. He's got Texas roots at Virginia Tech. I don't care who knows what we're doing. We're going to go target this guy. We're going to get him. We got that kind of money. Now, again, I don't know if anything's going on with Tony Vitello at all. I'm just saying, if indeed David, and David's a pretty sharp guy, if indeed he's right, then watch out. That's what I'm saying today on the show. Yeah, didn't plan on starting off with something like something like college baseball, but I did. That just accidentally happened. Buck will be with us here in just a couple of minutes. Charles Arbuckle joins us every Tuesday here on the show. A little later, Gator Dave will be with us top of that second hour, and then Griff over in Athens. G.A. Griff will check in. Spring practice. Did I watch? No. I saw some tweets from folks commenting on spring practice, but like I've reiterated, spring practice news I take very lightly. I don't remember often in my career where spring practice news had anything to do with once camp starts in real football in August. I trial and error through all the years, y'all. Now, again, I'll see the tidbits. It's not like I don't see them. But do I pay a lot of attention to it? Not much. Now, I do know when to believe and not to believe. But most news from the spring is just filler. Remember when you were taking classes, high school, college, and you swore that the only reason you were assigned to do what you were doing was because of, quote, busy work? Yeah, busy work. Wasn't really meant for anything. It was just busy work. That's kind of like spring practice news. It's busy work. Don't pay much attention. But coming up after the break, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume on the increase right now on 109 here in Wilson County. Working your way towards the interstate. Traffic's been in pretty good shape coming down I-40 there through Mount Julian. A wreck just reported on Woodmont Boulevard at Harding Pike. That's going to be out on the west side. Watch for EMS and fire in that area. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call today 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves. With five bags of premium mulch for $10 or three 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vientu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck?
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Chris Arbuckle joins us on Tuesdays, and Buck chased down his former teammate, Troy Aikman, on his podcast. It was very interesting. Buck, tell us, for those who might not have seen your podcast, heard it, many probably did, but for those who did not, how did that go?
Man, it went well, Bill. It was really good. We had a good time just catching up and, you know, really finding a way to just talk ball and get into a situation where, you know, Troy and I haven't talked in quite a bit, you know, but we always, whenever we see each other on the road or whenever we're, you know, out calling games, we generally bump into each other. So it was one of those things, man, that, you know, had about 35 minutes and we could have probably used 2 hours.
I bet.
You know, catching up on our old UCLA days, just really finding a way to talk ball and catch up on, you know, where our careers have gone and how things have worked for him and just everything. It was Homer Smith came up. It was just a good conversation and just really talking just the memories that I have of him coming back after those first couple of years with Dallas when he was struggling. You know what I mean? It's just they weren't quite the team that we saw them. And he even talked about it 4 years later, a lot of those guys that were together, how they got better as a club and just really found a way to win those 3 Super Bowls. And just some of his thoughts on playing the quarterback position, which I think were really good for all those young quarterbacks and even guys that probably are at whatever level understanding. You know, people always ask me, well, what was it about catching Troy's passes? I said, he were catching the ball. And I've not had that conversation with Michael Irvin, but he said, hey, you know, Irvin said the same thing. And I think it's something about putting it where you need it, and as soon as you catch it, you're in position to make a run and do what you need to do with the football. So, yeah, it was good. And, we talked about Coach Donahue, who's been battling cancer, but also just life, man, how things have happened, and, you know, how it's good when you interact with people and you cross paths and you stay lifelong friends.
Yeah, for everybody that hadn't heard the Cliff Notes, Bucks at UCLA, and Troy Aikman transfers in. He's at Oklahoma, his home state. He breaks, his leg. They go to the Jamel Holloway triple option, and once they get going with that, they don't want to move back to Troy Aikman's pro style. Imagine that. And again, talking with some of the folks in Oklahoma, they had not practiced the triple option at all, and they just go right to it, and it clicks like all get out, maybe better than anybody else has ever done it. But, Buck, you're at UCLA when Troy transfers in.
Yeah, so, you know, we got the good fortune of having him come in, and he redshirted. And the big thing is, even though he redshirted, he was in a position, man, where he just was still able to light things up. Had no problem going after folks and, you know, on our defense. And I can remember when he came out there, I don't know if it was the redshirt year when he first was able to play. I think one day he just went 27-27. He didn't miss a pass.
Wow.
And I think, you know, the ball didn't hit the ground. And I just can remember guys looking at each other like, and I told my roommate Reggie Moore, even when I would just play catch with him, I said, okay, this is a different dude. This is the guy that you and I have been waiting to play catch with. You know, we have some good quarterbacks, but you know when a Hall of Fame, you know, that next level caliber guy steps on the field, because, you know, fortunately growing up in Houston, I had a chance to play with some guys that ended up being pretty good quarterbacks in other places, you know, played good positions. But when you see the difference maker that he was, you know it's going to be special, and we had a nice run for our sophomore and junior year.
Yeah, I was talking to Jim Donnan about it years ago. He was the offensive coordinator. And he literally told me with Jamel Holloway, we had not practiced this at all. We just switched it, obviously, to match his skill set at Oklahoma. Obviously, a totally different quarterback than Troy Aikman. And like you and I have discussed, Buck, I don't know if any quarterback has ever run the option better than Jamel Holloway.
Yeah, if kids ever say they want to run the option, or even if you are thinking about putting option football in your packages, yeah, I would say, you know, YouTube Jamel Holloway, because he was a magician with the football. And fortunately for us, he was so good that he put Troy in a position where Coach Donnan tells the story that he, you know, reached out to Terry Donahue and his staff about Troy transferring. And you got to think about it. In today's time, back then, there weren't the film wasn't as readily available. I mean, it was reel to reel, you saw it, but you couldn't go to Google and look up Troy Aikman. And so I think there was a little bit of hesitation initially, because I think Coach Donahue and the staff were probably like, we used to, you know, developing guys internally, and get, you know, and then when he sees them at the coaching convention a few years later, after Troy is transferred, you know, the rest is what it is, he asks, hey, how'd that Troy Aikman kid work out? So, I think the big thing was he wanted to come to California because his dad, and he had lived in Cerritos growing up at the time, and then moved to Henrietta, Oklahoma. So he had a familiarity with the West Coast, but he also had some other schools in mind. But I think he just, when he got on campus, you could tell he just felt comfortable. I always said he was quiet and cool and confident. But, you know, when he came out of the shell, I mean, we had some great times. And the thing about it, I can just remember the laser focus on that football field. When it became time to lock in, he made all of us better.
And I tell you what, Buck, he is, and I don't watch a lot of NFL, but the broadcast that I hear him on, he has, I'm not saying has become, he's been an outstanding broadcaster.
Yeah, we talked about that too, Bill, which was interesting because a lot, you know, I've got some, you know, fans that are Eagles, Giants fans, and they say, you know, I'll give Troy the benefit of the doubt. I know he's not a Dallas homer. He said, but I think for Troy, he's always in a position where Dallas fans want him to say more. And you can't, you know how that is. When you're broadcasting a game, you got to call the game. But I think he does a really good job of just dialing in and talking about the things you want to see as a former player, but also as just somebody that's sitting at home watching the game. And that's been a good part about listening to him over the course of his career and really becoming comfortable, because it's not an easy thing to do. You've done this for a number of years, broadcasting or doing games or doing radio shows. I think people think you just show up and you do it, right? That's not how it works. You got to put in time and you got to really dial in. So I think the big thing for me was just listening to him kind of talk about, you know, how he has matured as a broadcaster, how he, you know, he and Joe Buck have been together a long time. And I think that when you work with someone as a teammate for that long, you become comfortable and they set you up for your best success. I mean, you know, the play-by-play guy has to put the analyst in position. And I think that's one of the reasons why if you're good, you can become great if you have a really good play-by-play person who does that for you.
So Zara Buckle with us every Tuesday. Buck, every year when it comes to the draft or leading up to the NFL draft, there are rumors that are out, and probably some of them are planted because they know the media will take it and run with it. But with Justin Fields, you hear all kinds of things. You hear maybe he goes 2-3 somewhere in there. You hear he's dropping. Somebody says he's dropping. He's dropping. What do you think is going on there? Truth be known.
I think there's teams that really like Justin Fields, right? And I think they don't mind the rumors coming out there so he doesn't climb up. They're probably not the ones that are putting it out there. But I know in the past that wasn't always the case. And maybe there's some, you know, maybe they don't dispel the rumors either. I think the biggest thing this time of year, you always see a guy has put tapes together. He's played and he's been able to watch him. But for whatever reason, this year it seems to be even more so with no combine. So you have to have a couple of pro days like he's doing. There's the ability not to see people all in one setting. Even though that shouldn't make the biggest difference, I think the NFL scouts are creatures of habit. They're accustomed to seeing guys in one location, and then even if they don't work out, they still see them matching up against, you know, Justin and Trevor side by side or whatever you want to say. And I think that's one of the reasons why these rumors seem to be running so much more rampant this year than any other year. And, you know, we saw it with guys like Lamar Jackson, who's come out and played pretty well. We've seen these rumors that happen. Can he throw? Can he do this? There's going to be a team that picks Justin Fields, and if he fits their team dynamic and Justin Fields goes in and is able to play well, then he'll have to dispel those rumors. It always seems to happen, and it seems to be happening more and more across the board for quarterbacks. Think about teams now. Look how quickly Sam Darnold was shipped away from the Jets. You didn't used to have that with quarterbacks, though, and I think that's become more of a thing, too, with NFL's clubs being much more quick trigger on their decisions on quarterbacks, and that doesn't help you if you're a college guy coming in because you're going to be tossed into those rumors and can he do this more so than, hey, let's coach him up and let's get him better.
Charles R. Buckle with us every Tuesday. Buck, have a fantastic week, sir. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay, Bill, take care. Thanks.
There he is, Mr. Charles R. Buckle, who's with us weekly and is outstanding each and every time. Top of the hour, Gator Dave will check in. And a little later, Griff, in hour number three. Markets, if you haven't looked yet, and I don't have a Bloomberg or any of that stuff on the monitors yet this morning, but the markets are down. And I can tell you exactly why. Here's the news. The U.S. will seek pause to the Johnson & Johnson, the J&J, coronavirus vaccine after six women developed rare blood clots. That's the story. You throw that on the news. Got to remember the markets. When you're talking about the markets, it's all about the news. You got people out there charting and looking at these various setups. It's bull flagging. No, it's bear flagging. Take a look at the Fibonacci. Take a look at the VWAP. Take a look at the Bollinger Bands. Take a look. All that stuff, right? And you know what? I mean, all that stuff's fine and dandy. It's all about the news. Saw news yesterday, too, where the CDC, the latest is the surface area where the virus could be is not likely to be an area where you can pick up the virus, meaning surface activity, meaning you put your hands on something, you got it, right? Surface area attacks, not very likely. Now, in the air or in your pathway, your air pathway and all that, that could be a problem, obviously, has been for some. But, yeah, that's, if you're wondering why the markets at least will start down. Now, you never know with the markets. Sometimes they start down and then they rally up. You just don't know. Sometimes they start up and they go down. But nonetheless, all good. Josh says, Bill, so is now the time to buy options in J&J? Now, you would be talking about going downward, which would be puts there. The problem, well, maybe, but maybe not. It depends on, and I'm not looking at it right now. You can look at it. I don't know how far it's down this morning in the pre-market. But it might already be baked in by the time the market opens. You can't buy, got to remember, you cannot buy options pre-market. If you have an account that allows you to buy stock, you can buy stock pre-market or after hours until, what, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, if you have an account that allows it, which many do. But you can't buy or sell options except in regular market hours. So by the time the market opens, that might already be baked in. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question from Josh, but the mistake a lot of people will make, and I've made it too, is you buy something after the fact and it's already cooked in. Now this one might continue to go down. I'm not saying it won't, but it's, I guess the answer again is it's unclear. Josh checking in the morning. Good question from Josh. Very good question. 615-844-5600. Buck's always so good, man. Yeah, his Troy Aikman interview was just outstanding. Yeah, Buck's at UCLA. He's a tight end. He's a young tight end. And I remember watching him play. Watch him play a Tennessee game against Tennessee for UCLA. Troy Aikman transfers in. Remember, just think about that. Troy Aikman transfers to be the quarterback at your school. That's pretty big news. All right. Take the break. Coming right back. Omni.
Good morning in West Nashville. They're trying to clear that earlier wreck, 100 block of Woodmont Boulevard. Traffic's on the increase down 65 coming down through Madison. Here comes that steady flow of traffic in from Jolton right now on 24 eastbound up by Whites Creek Pike. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call True Friends Moving Company at 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
DQ presents Picture this. Picture a DQ Chicken and Biscuits basket. All white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries. And seven mini biscuits. Fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ Chicken and Biscuits basket. Or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear. We hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Ellis of the Nashville Predators.
Catch one of Music City's longest-running radio shows devoted solely to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Every game day morning at 5, Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier and the Renegades of Puck, Nashville Sports Radio, and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey. Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Ironically, we were talking about this Monday, yesterday, and I was speculating. I've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks on and off. When is the NCAA going to stop the foolishness with the extensions of the dead period? You can't visit schools. You have to sign, I'm not going to say sight unseen, because some will go on their own, take unofficial visits. You just can't have anybody showing you around, which is so silly. I mean, think about the logic there, okay? You can play games. You can sweat on each other. You can have physical contact, okay? Football games, which you ought to be able to do. Basketball, whatever it might be. But you can't come to campus and look around and make a decision with an official visit because somebody may be walking you around. Think about how idiotic that actually is. And the NCAA is full of that, right? Full of it. Anyways, here's a story right after we were talking about it yesterday. The NCAA's recruiting dead period, which was continually extended due to COVID-19, is soon to end, according to Corona Bro Dennis Dodd. According to Corona Bro Dennis Dodd, the dead period finally has an end date. Quote, the NCAA Council this week is expected to set an end date of June 1 for the longstanding recruiting dead period, multiple sources told CBS Sports. The dead period was imposed in March of 2020 after COVID-19 shut down college sports. It was extended eight times over the past year as the global pandemic raged. The last time in February. So it sounds like very soon they're going to lift the continuous extensions of the dead period. Sounds like that's what's going to happen. Which is the right thing to do. Shouldn't have kept extending them the way they did in the first place. But again, you have to know the source. You have to know who all's in charge doing this. And the reason why I thought maybe we were going to get to the end of this is I started seeing prospects announcing official visits. And I remember thinking, why are you announcing official visits when you can't officially visit? And it hit me that, they're probably hearing from their administration or coaches at various schools, hey, quietly don't put this out, but I think we're about to draw an end to this, and you're going to be able to come and visit officially, which is good. Now, that part's good. If you're a player, now again, various players, I don't know what percentages, but have gone on their own, and you can do a Zoom call off your phone while you're walking around with somebody. But very soon, maybe here within the next month or so, according to various reports, they're going to lift this and allow people to start visiting officially again, which is good. Yeah, you want to... You definitely want to. Those you got to remember, you get 5 paid visits, meaning they pay for the travel and putting you up and entertaining you, food, all that. That's on the house. You get 5 of them. Not everybody takes 5. Some do. But if you have the advantage of getting to take those officially paid visits, they'll fly you in, they'll pick you up, they'll drive you around, they'll give you an escort all across campus to where you can see everything. Here's what the football facility looks like, here's what the academics, here's the training table, here's where you go if you get hurt, here's the academic support area, all of the free stuff that supposedly they don't get. Remember the media and their willing accomplices always broadcasting, they don't get anything. They get hundreds of thousands of dollars in free stuff, plus cash in their pocket, but they don't get anything. Remember now, they don't get anything. Keep spreading the lie. If you want to go with the liars, keep spreading the lie. But you get all of that. And you ought to be able to take your visit so you can make the right kind of decision. Coach Marshall this morning, checking in. Morning, Coach. Says, Bill, Tennessee might have the upper hand for baseball this weekend versus the Vandy boys. And Coach Marshall is a Vandy fan. Game is in Knoxville this weekend. Doors have numerous injuries. He says, Bill, college baseball is great. I really do enjoy college baseball. I'll reiterate, I love watching college baseball. Cosby Kattaman sent me a YouTube video of that downtown stadium he was talking about in Knoxville. That will be multi-purpose. I guess it'll host a minor league team, the minor league team up there. What's that team called? The Smoky Bears or something? I think. And Tennessee will use that too? Is that what they're saying? because Lindsey Nelson's not very nice. The stadium. Omni, we'll be back.
Good morning in West Nashville. They're trying to clear that earlier wreck, 100 block of Woodmont Boulevard. Traffic's on the increase down 65 coming down through Madison. Here comes that steady flow of traffic in from Jolton right now on 24 eastbound up by Whites Creek Pike. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call True Friends Moving Company at 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Tonight, the Braves at home against the Marlins. Atlanta, the money line favorite, minus 175. Miami, plus 160. The over-under, 8. On the ice tonight, the Predators at home against the Lightning. Nashville, the money line underdog at home, plus 155. Tampa Bay, minus 175. The over-under, 5.5. 2021 draft odds out on Monday for the first overall selection. Trevor Lawrence, the overwhelming favorite to be taken first, minus 10,000. Zach Wilson at plus 1,200. Justin Fields at plus 2,000 and offensive tackle Penei Sewell at plus 2,500. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, high 75. Tonight, cloudy skies, lows near 50. Wednesday, cloudy, high 67. Sunny on Thursday, highs near 65. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Top of the hour, Gator Dave will be with us. That's every Tuesday. A little later, hour three, Griff will check in. From the AJC's Dog Nation. Clay says, Bill, can you share the link of the video that the Cosby Cattleman sent you on email? I'm trying to. For some reason, I can't get the link to work. I was watching it, but I can't get it to paste onto Twitter. I'll fix it, though. Whatever I need to do, I'll get it to you, though, Clay. I just tried during the break to link it up, and whatever reason, it's not cooperating, but I'll get it to you. Yes, I'll get it to you. It's a pretty good little video. It's only, I think it's a local TV station up in Rocky Top, and they just do a little piece on it. Dude, that is the president. What's that guy's? Randy Boyd. apparently owns a bunch of property, I don't know how much, in downtown Knoxville. And that is the area where they will have this. I don't know if they've started construction or not. I don't know any of the details. I haven't been to Knoxville in I don't know how long. I literally now drove through on a visit with my daughter in basketball a couple of years ago. But I haven't been in the town. And again, I couldn't tell you how many years. I don't remember. Don't remember the last time. Went to school there for 2 years, but don't remember the last time. I've been there a bunch in school, but it's been at least 5 years. Noel Kev up in Chicago. Bill, the Illinois High School Association up in his area, decided on Monday that players competing in low-impact sports like baseball won't have to have masks or won't wear them, won't have to wear them while competing out in the field, but they will have to wear them while on the bench. And again, Noel Kev, his son is competing this spring in two sports because they didn't have football in the fall in Illinois. He's a football and baseball guy, so he is doing both this spring, which, again, I'm not I'm sure that's fun. It keeps him busy as heck. But those are days. I tell you what. Let me again, since I used the word reiterate, let me reiterate something. Little League ball and the travel team stuff, while some of it might be good, I mean, you need to learn your skill, whatever sport we're talking about, doesn't matter what sport. But in general, it's overrated as far as predicting your future and as far as what your memories will be. Little League ball, get them started when they're six and all that, is overrated. It's vastly overrated. And the way the parents act, which is foolish for the most part about how important that stuff is, vastly overrated. Your memories come from high school. That's the memories that will be with you. And years later, when you're talking to your kids or you're talking to your grandkids, those are the memories from sports that most will have. Now, if you're good enough to go into college, obviously, but very few. We talk about it here a lot like it's just everybody's going to play in college. It's a very, very minuscule percentage that actually are good enough to go play on any level. The lowest of levels in college. It's very difficult how good you have to be to play on the lowest of levels. We act like it's just typical that everybody plays in the Big Ten and the SEC. That's a tiny, tiny, tiny needle in a haystack percentage of folks. Your memories, for the most part, if you're like most everybody else, will be your high school days. I'm talking about your sports memories. High school teams, your teammates, the locker room, the friends you made, the coaches, and probably your early memories. Here's another thing, just if you're not experiencing this yet. A couple of memories you'll have. Your coaches, if your coach is good, you won't like them when you're in high school. If your coach is really good, you will not like them in high school. You will think they're just a big jerk. All they do is bark at you, tell you what you're doing wrong, and it gets on your nerves. If you're in a typical good situation, that's how you ought to feel. You ought to not really like your coach. Once you graduate high school, go to college, and become an adult, you start looking back at your coach, you start realizing, yeah, that coach really cared. That coach really cared about me, and that coach was disciplining me and barking at me because he cared, not because he's just a jerk and he wakes up in a bad mood every day and all he does is belittle people. Now, there can be some of that. Maybe the guy is just a jerk. But for the most part, if your coach is good, you're not supposed to like them in high school. Okay? Same with college, perhaps. But it's not their job to be your buddy. If you're in high school and your coach is your buddy, you got a problem. Coach does not need to be your buddy. Later on, when you grow up and you come back, you can be buddies then. Gator Dave is next. Of course, the youth today need a lot of hugging, and you got to explain why to them, or they get their feelings hurt. Yeah. Gator Dave's coming up, and then a little later, Griff will be with us. Omni.